This is Discover Your Dog, the show that demystifies your dog's behavior so you can get the very best results from your dog training. This show is brought to you by FamilyDogFusion.com. For professional advice, dog training tips, ebooks, and a video to teach your dog how to walk on a leash, go to FamilyDogFusion.com and sign up for your free membership today.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me on today's show. Wait. Stop. Quit. Don't. Does this sound familiar? For the very first few weeks of having a new dog, these noises and phrases are commonplace. I've heard it said that a baby's first word is usually no. I'm guessing that if your dog could talk, it would be one of his first words as well. I've always said that most people's dogs probably think their name is no, or off, or get out, within the first few weeks of being in a new home.
We would love for you to join our community of dog lovers. Log on to Facebook and search for our business page, Family Dog Fusion. There you will get updates as to what's going on with our dog-loving family and friends from all over the world. See events, our travels, or just information that you may need about the podcast, our book, or the new products we'll be releasing. That's Family Dog Fusion on Facebook. See you there.
This is Discover Your Dog, the show that demystifies your dog's behavior so that you can get the very best results from your corrections. I am Benny Copeland, trainer of people, behaviorist to the dogs, and just like you, the listener, a dog lover. Thanks again for downloading the show. As you have already concluded, we are talking about one of my three tools for training, the correction. A long while back, I did a show called The So-Called Positive Punishment. We talked about what a correction is and the different things people use to correct their dogs. Today, I'm going to focus on what I teach as a correction. When I'm working with a dog, and I'm not going to get into all of those other things that you, the dog lover, use and seem to think works to correct your dog, I'm getting to the very basics of what a correction really is, and I'm not going to worry about all those things other people use as a correction, nor will I talk about the so many products or items that are out there and they really don't work in the long run. All you need to know about a proper correction for your dog right after this.
Do you love what you hear in all of these podcasts? Does what Benny say just make sense to you? Well, if you want a more in-depth understanding of what it means when we say demystify your dog's behavior, then you need to go to Amazon.com and get Benny's book, Family Dog Fusion. Yes, we named the book after the website because we wanted things to be simple to remember. And most of all, we really want to fuse your dog into your family. In these few pages, Benny has decoded dog behavior. He's found a way to make what he has learned over the past 20 years of his life make sense when it comes to communicating with your dog. Also, the great thing about this book is you can mark up the pages, highlight the important stuff, bend the heck out of the spine even if you want to. It's yours. So we suggest to do all those things and then give it away and buy a new book when that happens. Family Dog Fusion on Amazon.com. Get your copy today.
It has been a while since I talked about correcting your dog. I mean, I talk about correcting your dog all the time, but I don't go into what a correction is or what it should look like. Talking about correction is one of those topics that is controversial at best. Not everyone agrees on what a correction is or it should be, and not everyone is really willing to correct their dog. Just like many other controversial topics, the person that is discussing the topic better be well-informed and very solid on his case. In my case, I have been teaching correction as a tool and training for many years. When I first learned to train, correction was actually the main method that we used for training a dog. And I bought into this method. I bought into it for the same reason I think everyone buys into this style of training. We want to fix a problem. In order to fix a problem, you have to find out what the problem is and then make it go away. In other words, correct the problem. With that mentality, it makes it very easy to fall into the habit of only looking for and seeing the problem. I rarely get a call because someone just wants to train their dog before anything goes wrong. I mainly get the call because the owner has reached an impasse on how to fix what is wrong with their dog. This is one of the statements that I really love. Our dog is wonderful, but there's this one thing. I hear this so many times in messages and when talking to dog lovers. My dog is wonderful, but when there is a problem, it seems to override everything else. The problem becomes the issue and the only thing that any attention is given. I see owners all the time looking and waiting for their dog to do that thing they hate. And then yet all the good things that the dog does do, it goes unnoticed. Just yesterday, I was working with a family and two things happened. One, the dog was doing exactly what they were training the dog to do, and they were not even praising the dog during that moment. When I pointed it out, all those great things that that dog did, they started to see how well the dog was doing. All week, they had been doing this homework and not seeing the improvements in their dog because they were still concentrating on fixing the problem. This is very common in my day-to-day work with dog lovers. The only thing that one family member pointed out to me was that at any time they praised their dog, the dog would immediately go back to the bad behavior. This is also very common. You see, your dog in the past has only gotten attention for all that bad behavior. So when you finally give attention to the good behavior, it thinks it should be doing the bad thing. For example, when I first work with a dog on jumping up, my goal is that the dog learns to stay on all fours no matter what the distraction. Coming in through the door, patting on my legs or my chest, or talking in a really high tone. I want the dog to make the decision to stay on all fours. The very first time the dog does choose to stay on all fours while I'm being the distraction, I praise him. What do you think happens? He jumps up, of course. This is because the moment I give him praise, he does what he thinks he should be doing. He does the thing that has gotten him all that attention in the past. He jumps up. This is where my 10-to-1 rule becomes obvious and important in making your dog learn to stay on all fours. So refer to episode 214 for an in-depth understanding of my 10-to-1 rule. Since you have never really been aware of rewarding your dog for making good choices, the moment you start to become aware, it gets frustrating. It's kind of that old bell curve thing you may have heard about in your past. When you first start noticing a thing or learning something new, you make mistakes, and it's weird, and the results actually drop lower than what you were doing before. Once you start to practice and start to recognize and see better results, it starts to even out and then maybe even rise. Things get easier with practice, and you start to see better and better results. You actually start to get better results than you were getting at the very beginning. Since we are talking about practice, this means that at first, you're going to be doing many corrections. So, what is a correction? In my book, Family Dog Fusion, available on Amazon.com for a shameless self-promotion, I defined a correction as anything negative you use to make your dog stop doing what she's doing and pay attention to you. Anything that is overused as a correction creates fear in your dog. You don't want your dog to fear you, and you will not create a dog that is willing to do what you want if you overcorrect. You will just be creating that your dog fears doing something because of the results of your actions. This is why correction is not a good method of training. It's just a good tool to use. Anything you use, that means if you look at your dog with a mean face and she stops doing what she's doing and pays attention to you, it's a correction. If you yell no and she stops doing what she's doing and pays attention, it's a correction. Yet you can do either of those things once and your dog stops, has to stop for it to be a correction. Most times what I see is that people repeat these actions and these words, and the dog continues to do what it was doing in the first place, such as barking or jumping up or pulling on the leash, etc., etc., etc. If you do something negative and your dog continues the behavior, that negative thing is just attention, and it continues to reinforce that behavior that your dog is doing at the time. It's not a correction because your dog did not stop doing what she was doing and pay attention to you. The biggest problem I see all the time is that you don't even realize you're repeating the word no or continuing to give the dirty look while your dog is still doing that thing you don't want. Most times, when I teach a dog lover how to correct appropriately, the owner will repeat something 4 or 5 times and never realize they repeated it until I pointed it out. Now, if you have determined that making funny faces or yelling at your dog is not a correction, then what do you do? This is where the leash comes in. You have to have the leash on your dog already. You don't wait until the behavior starts happening. And if you're going to leave a leash on your dog, then you need to be able to watch your dog at all times. The leash does not have to be a 6-foot leash. You can get a small one with a handle. They're sometimes called tabs. Or you can get a cheap leash that you can cut down to 1 or 2 feet so that your dog does not get it caught up on things when running around. Why a leash? Why all the time? Well, if you remember from my shows, one of the biggest ways to praise your dog is to touch him. So when your dog is jumping up on you and you push him down, even when you pet him to calm him down, you are now praising the behavior of jumping. A leash would allow you to pull your dog off of you and not touch your dog at the same time. I suggest you pull your dog to one side or the other, not straight down or not toward yourself. It's like dodgeball, except you pull the dog to one side or the other, not you dodging the dog. You can dodge. You can move yourself. I do that many times as well when a dog comes charging up to jump on me. I move out of the way at the last second, except this is not really a correction. With a leash, you have the capability to make your dog stop doing what he's doing and pay attention to you. Physically, you can make your dog move, stop, turn, or whatever you need to do to make your dog pay attention to you. This is not meant something to harm your dog or create fear. This is just something that you will do to redirect your dog's attention without yelling or touching your dog. Since you are using a leash, you also have to be aware of what type of collar you are comfortable using. Most people, just as I do as well, use a normal nylon or leather collar. Some don't like using something that is around the dog's neck, so they use a harness. Either is fine, because the purpose is to move your dog, not jolt or hurt your dog. Whatever makes you comfortable and whatever you think your dog needs. If your dog is one of those that needs a tougher correction, there are tools out there that can be used and will not harm your dog. I've been doing this type of correction for over 20 years, and I have never, ever damaged a dog because my correction was too hard. Yes, there are dogs out there that are susceptible to trachea issues, and you have to be cognizant of that and of what type of collar you're using. I have never used a shock collar to train on a consistent basis. Yes, I have taught dogs to stay in a yard by using an underground fencing. And yes, I have taught people how to use an e-collar appropriately, but it is not part of my standard training practice. Almost anyone can get a dog to stop doing what it's doing and pay attention with a regular leash and collar. Now, if you weigh 80 pounds, and you are 80 years old, and you rescued a 5-year-old Great Dane, you are going to have problems correcting that dog. You do have to be smart about your decision when it comes to dogs. I had a 65-year-old lady as a client, and we were training with her Westie. She told me that her bucket list was to have a Mastiff. I told her, that she was way past that type of dog in her life and that she needed to cross that one off her bucket list and just accept that it was not going to happen unless she could afford to hire someone to live with her and that person could handle and train the dog. Be smart about your choice of dog. I am 54 years old this year, and I can promise you that I will never get a dog any bigger than the 20-pound Jack Russell Terrier I have now. Oh, and I can look at her funny and she stops doing what she's doing and pays attention. She is a very easy dog to correct. Not every dog is so easy. I have a rule about correcting your dog. Of course I would have a rule. The point of a rule is to create structure, create rules. Now, the point of this rule is so that the word no means something in the long run. The point of correcting your dog with a leash early on in life is so that you don't have to physically correct your dog later in life. Again, the word no is the correction, and it's what makes your dog stop doing what he's doing and pay attention to you. It could be the word or the pull on the leash. The rule. It's only for when your dog is on the leash, and it states, whenever you say no, you have to pull the leash. And whenever you pull the leash, you have to say no. Let's talk about each part. Part one, whenever you say no, you have to pull the leash. If you are constantly saying no to your dog and your dog continues to do what he's doing, what does no really mean? That's right, nothing. It's like telling your kid multiple times to clean his room, and each time you tell him, you get louder and angrier and more animated about it, and your kid still doesn't do it. What did go clean your room mean? Nothing. No matter how loud you get, no matter how much you wave your arms and stomp on the floor, if you say something to your dog and you do not follow it up, the word no ends up meaning nothing to him. The reason you pull on the leash is to make him stop doing what he's doing and pay attention to you. In that moment, you feel you need to say no, you have to pull the leash. So the rule is, whenever you say no, you have to pull the leash. The second part. This is something I see almost every day with owner interactions and their dogs, especially in the first few weeks of having a new dog. Whenever you pull on the leash, you have to say no. At first, all you want to do is guide your dog by the leash to make the right decisions. The problem is, you're just using the leash to manipulate your dog's movements and choices. You're not using any words or phrases to associate what choices you want your dog to make. The most common thing I see is when someone is walking and their dog starts to pull out in front of them. They quickly pull their dog back to their side, and then they continue to walk, and in just a few moments, the dog is out front pulling again. If you are constantly pulling on the leash, guiding your dog's every movement and decision, all the while saying nothing to your dog, when do you think the only time your dog is going to mind you? When he is on the leash or when he is off the leash? That's right. The only time your dog will mind you is when you have the leash in your hand and you have the ability to make him mind. Off the leash, he will have free rein and free will to do whatever he wants. Here's another problem with the leash in the long run. Your dog associates all this training you're doing with him with the leash, not to you. The leash is the thing that your dog associates with your control of him. This means that if you're not specific and consistent about the things that you say while your dog is on the leash, he will not associate those same things when he's off the leash. This is why the definition of no, as it pertains to dog training, is to make your dog stop doing what he's doing and pay attention to you. If you make the sound "eh," as a correction, or if you say "stop" or "quit," or if you sometimes say "no," it will take longer for your dog to realize what your term for correction is. Anytime you pull the leash, you have to say no. The more consistent you can be with this word, the better it will transfer to him when he is off the leash. Now that you know what a correction is by definition and by how your dog reacts, you now have to be aware of how you're using the word no. Most of the time, you have no clue that you repeated the word 7 times before making your dog do a thing. Many times, you don't even realize you have said something to your dog so many times until you end up getting that frustrated feeling and you find yourself yelling instead of training. You finally reach that level of frustration, and then the problem is you can't see your dog when he does make the good choices. You're so angry and you're so frustrated. Your dog finally does what you expect him to do, and you can't even praise him. You just look at him and go, "Yeah, you better mind me." Correction is a practice and awareness. Is the correction you are currently using working? Does your dog stop doing what he's doing and pay attention to you? Is your correction too intense? Is your dog fearful of you when you reach a certain tone or have a certain body language? The level in which you correct needs to be different in certain situations, and you have to be aware of when it's necessary to correct at a higher level. Sometimes, I don't even correct my dog. I get him to stop and pay attention. In other ways, sometimes I use a sweet tone or I get him to refocus on me and then he does what I want him to do. I've reached that level with my dog that a verbal correction is effective more times than not. And usually I end up motivating him to do something rather than correcting him for not doing something. This level takes much training and great communication between you and your dog. One of the most important phrases I use here in my shows and when I'm working with a client is, you have to see your dog make the choice and then respond appropriately in the moment in order to have great communication. This means that you have to really understand each tool for training as it is supposed to be used in the moment your dog makes a decision or has a big reaction to something. A correction is to make your dog stop doing that thing and pay attention to you. Motivation is something you use to make your dog make good choices and help him remember to make those good choices. Praise is only praise when your dog makes the choice that you want and you give positive, pleasing, loving attention in the moment of that choice. In summary, today, we talked about the correct way to correct your dog. You discovered what correction means as pertaining to dog training. You also learned the purpose of a correction and that purpose is not to make your dog fear you. Thank you.
If you would like to contact us, we have a link on our website, familydogfusion.com. We would love to hear your opinion and we value your feedback. So again, familydogfusion.com. Or if you just want to send us a direct message, you can do that via email. It goes to familydogfusion@gmail.com. Your comments are important to us and help us with future shows. Thank you for listening to our show. If you haven't already, please subscribe to our podcast and share it with your friends and family. Also, go ahead and give us a 5-star review, because it helps others find our show. And frankly, we just love to read them. This show is produced by Eric Janer and show notes are created by Carissa Dolan. Thank you to all of the Family Dog Fusion team and our affiliate sponsor, Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. For your free pet insurance quote, go to familydogfusion.com/insurance. And go to familydogfusion.com and sign up for your free membership today.
Be impeccable with your dog.